This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Union Cabinet has approved 10,000 crore rupees ATF price stabilization fund to support Indian Airlines for their domestic and international operations. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said, "This is a self-sustaining revolving fund which will help to stabilize ATF prices for scheduled Indian carriers." He said the decision will protect 77 lakh jobs dependent on the aviation ecosystem. International ATF prices have increased 2.5 times from 60.5 rupees per litre in March to 142 rupees per litre in May this year due to the crisis in West Asia. Union Cabinet has also approved scheme for support to National Capital Region Planning Board, NCRPB, for replacement of old trucks and buses in Delhi NCR area. It will be implemented in collaboration with the participating states and union territories of Delhi, Haryana, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh. Union Cabinet has also approved the construction of new coastal highway from Rameshwar to Paradip, spanning a total length of over 163 kilometers. The minister said that the total cost of the project will be over 8,300 crore rupees. In Karnataka, Congress Legislature Party leader D.K. Shivakumar is being sworn in as the 25th Chief Minister by Governor Thavarchand Gehlot in Bengaluru today. Former Home Minister Dr. G. Parameshwar will be sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister. Along with them, 12 legislators are to be sworn in as ministers today. After Siddaramaiah stepped down as CM on May 28th, the Congress Legislature Party had elected 64-year-old D.K. Shivakumar as its leader, paving the way for him to assume the office. In West Bengal, political developments have intensified amid indications of a split in the Trinamool Congress. Expelled TMC MLA Ritprata Banerjee has staked claim to the post of leader of the opposition in the state assembly, claiming the support of 58 legislators. According to assembly sources, a letter signed by 58 MLAs was submitted to Speaker Ratindra Bose seeking recognition of Banerjee's faction as the real Trinamool Congress. The group has nominated Akhruzaman MLA from Raghunath Ganj in Murshidabad as Chief Whip. Meanwhile, the Trinamool Congress has announced Soban Deb Chattopadhyay as leader of the house with Ashima Patra and Nayana Bandopadhyay as deputy leaders and Farhad Hakim as the Chief Whip. Addressing a rally in Kolkata, former Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee accused the BJP of orchestrating the split. In a massive fire at hotel in Malviya Nagar of Delhi, 21 people lost their lives while 40 were rescued this morning. DCP of South Delhi, Anant Mittal, said the fire has been successfully extinguished with the assistance of 8 fire tenders. Rescue and search operations are underway. The cause of the fire is yet to be ascertained. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident. The Supreme Court has constituted a high-powered expert committee to conduct an independent review of the Centre's report on the definition and delineation of the Aravalli Hill Range. It will be headed by Kanchan Devi, Director General of the Indian Council of Forestry Research and Education. The panel has been asked to submit its report by August 31st this year. The Apex Court said an impartial and scientific assessment is needed to address key issues related to the protection of the Aravalli ecosystem. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with moderate losses today. The BSE Sensex dropped 304 points to close at 74,346. The NSE Nifty slipped 78 points to settle at 23,406. The broader market at the National Stock Exchange also ended in negative zone. In Indonesia Open Badminton, H.S. Pranoy will face Ireland's Nat Nguyen and Ayush Shetty will meet China's Wang Hongyang in the men's singles this afternoon. In men's doubles, pair of Satvik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty suffered a setback after losing to Malaysia's Kai Xing Kang and Aron Tai by 6-11 in their match today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.